43 minutes past the hour, Texas Standard Time. I'm David Brown. Most people in Texas jails have not been convicted of the crime for which they are accused. True. They've been arrested, and they're waiting for trial. Advocates for those who find themselves in such a position claim that whether a defendant is stuck in jail or free before trial is primarily a function of personal wealth. KERA's Christopher Connolly looks at a push in the Texas legislature to change that.
2 years ago, the last time the Texas legislature met, Texas Supreme Court Chief Justice Nathan Hecht threw his weight behind legislation to overhaul the state's bail laws. He was concerned that 3 in 4 people locked up in county jails in Texas hadn't been convicted of a crime. A lot of them weren't dangerous, just too poor to get out of jail. He said all of this in an official address to lawmakers at the beginning of the 2017 session.
Lieutenant Governor Patrick, Speaker Strauss, members of the 85th legislature.
Hecht stressed that flaws in the bail system had big costs for everyone involved.
Though presumed innocent, they lose their jobs and families and are more likely to reoffend. And if this weren't all bad enough, taxpayers must shoulder the cost. A staggering $1 billion per year.
$1 billion of taxpayer money to lock people up before they've been convicted of a crime. So the Chief Justice told the lawmakers that it was time to change the bail system, to use better methods for deciding if someone is so dangerous or so likely to flee before their trial that they have to be held in jail.
Liberty and common sense demand this reform.
Lawmakers applauded, but the legislation failed in 2017. So when the Chief Justice made his speech to lawmakers this year, he brought it up again.
Lieutenant Governor Patrick, Speaker Bonin, members of the 86th legislature.
His bail reform pitch was much the same as last time, but the landscape looks very different from 2 years ago. Cities and states across the country have been looking critically at cash bail. California banned it entirely. In Texas, federal judges called bail practices in Dallas and Harris counties unconstitutional. And last summer, Governor Greg Abbott threw his support behind bail reform.
Our goal is to not house non-dangerous criminals behind bars, but put them on a pathway toward productivity and contributing back to society.
That's Abbott at a press conference in Waco last August. He said the killing of a Texas state trooper in 2017 by a man out on bail showed the system was broken, that a guy with a long and violent criminal history could make bail and walk free, while nonviolent people who are simply poor get stuck in jail every day.
We have lost a life from one of our best and brightest peace officers because of flaws in our bail system. I think that will galvanize everybody in both the House and Senate.
The Damon Allen Act, named after that state trooper, was introduced in February. It requires magistrates setting bail to use a research-driven process to evaluate whether a defendant is likely to be a flight risk or endanger public safety. It gives magistrates training and better access to criminal records. And while the proposed legislation doesn't get rid of cash bail, it does require that bail be set at the lowest possible level. And it's gotten bipartisan support.
I don't believe I've seen anything more broken in the criminal justice system than our current bail bond process.
Democrat John Whitmire chairs the Senate Criminal Justice Committee. He expects significant pushback, especially from the bail bonds industry, like Ken Good.
We're an easy target. I mean, absolutely, we're an easy target. We're bail bondsmen.
He's a lawyer on the board of the Professional Bondsmen of Texas.
All we do is get people to court, you know.
Good says, sure. Of course he wants judges to get better information before making bail decisions, but he calls other parts of the bill a hot mess. Beyond that, he doesn't buy the basic argument driving bail reform, that there are tons of people stuck in jail simply because they can't afford a bail bond. He thinks many people are awaiting trial in jail because their charge or their record mean they don't qualify for bail, or because the system is just backed up. It's not just because of their financial situation.
How many of those, people are actually bondable out of jail? Or so if a bond was posted for them, they would get out of jail.
Not many, Good says. Proponents of relying less on money bail say most would get out if they had the cash. If lawmakers are able to get their reforms passed this year, it's a question they may soon have an answer to. From KERA, I'm Christopher Connolly for the Texas Standard.